Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cebi, Fred Film Radio from the International Film Festival in Venice. I'm here with Ivan Tverdovsky, the director of conference at the Giornata degli Autori, and we have here also Dennis that will help us out with the translation. Ivan, your film is this very intense and long and precise tale about a celebration that should happen for the victims of the Dubrovska theater attack. And this celebration cannot be called a celebration, it has to be called a conference. Mm-hmm. This is the main thing. I want to ask you, why is this, why there is this kind of shame on it, or kind of something that is not to be talked about? So why is a conference instead of a celebration, first of all?
I think that the word conference in any language that actually means a meeting of people and a discussion of certain events. So in this particular case, this is a meeting of people to talk about the event that took place in this particular theater a while ago. And it turned out, and we started working on the script, that the name of it kind of like helped us to develop the shape of the story, how it should look like.
I understand. I was asking this because the what comes out from the film is that these people that are gathering there to celebrate, and especially Natalia, which is like the main, mm-hmm. the lead character, they are kind of ostracized by the rest of the world, if I can say. They are not exactly considered like this as an important event. So this is why I was asking if the conference was a way to hide it or to present it in a different way.
It was important for me to show that those people are not necessarily, well, they are, but they're not only the people who survived that accident, but they're people who live now in the trauma, and they don't really relate to that event, but they still live with the trauma, and it's a meeting of those people. That's why the conference.
Вот очень большое количество времени они живут вот с этой травмой, да, и это собрание людей уже, которые, в принципе, не имеют какого-то отношения к тому, что происходило.
It's important that it started as a memorial event, like it's an annual event of the tragedy, and then gradually it becomes a conference.
Okay, I understand. You choose to use this lead character, Natalia, which is a nun that comes to Moscow specifically for this celebration, and you decide to tell us something little by little throughout the film, something about her life, about her past, and the past seems to be kind of connected with why she is there. Why did you use her in such a way?
It was important for me to show that the main thing, that a woman who comes back to organize a memorial event, and then step by step we start revealing her story, and it goes gradually. So we kind of start understanding her past and the story, but in a gradual way.
I want to ask you something about the dummies. You know, there are those dummies, and while they are rehearsing, the event, there are these dummies, white and blue dummies, sit on the theater. They are a very powerful image, very aesthetic on one side and very intense on the other side. So, can you tell us something about this?
It's obviously a dramaturgical director's decision to use it, and usually at such memorial events, they don't use such dummies, dummy dolls. But for me, it was really important to show it because it gave a certain aesthetic to the film.
Absolutely. It's really, really powerful as well.
And thus they become actually the characters of that conference.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Ivan Tverdovsky for the film conference at the Giornata degli Autori. Thank you to Dennis for the translation. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider from the Venice Festival.
Thank you much, Angela.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.